Chapter 11, Gods and Virgin Births. Parts of what I read in the Bible reminded me of other histories. The mentioning of multiple gods, the virgin birth of Jesus, the idea of a one true God, and the idea that the path to the Father is through the Son, all reflect traditions and beliefs that predate Christianity. On the first page of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, God is quoted as saying, "Let us make man in our image." Who was God speaking to? Two chapters later in Genesis 3:5, the devil, speaking through a serpent, refers to multiple gods, "and ye shall be as gods." I suspect that the author or authors of Genesis were very much influenced by polytheistic cultures. Moses is credited with much of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Many of Moses' ideas parallel with those of the ancient Egyptian cultures he had been exposed to from the time he was an infant and throughout most of his adulthood. As per his own writings, Moses and his followers, the Hebrew, were part of a group that had been enslaved in Egypt for approximately 430 years. Ancient Egyptian culture involved polytheism, a belief in multiple gods. Moses' exposure to the Egyptian culture might explain why he mentions multiple gods in Genesis. Egyptian cultures also had a strong belief in virgin births. During the time period when the Hebrew people resided in Egypt, Egyptian kings had the title of Pharaoh, which meant that the king had been born as a result of a virgin girl being conceived by a god. While analyzing the Bible, we should at least look at the birth and reign of Amenhotep IV, an ancient Egyptian pharaoh of the 18th dynasty, approximately 1200 to 1500 years BC. Like other pharaohs, Amenhotep IV was known to be the son of God, having been born of a virgin conceived by the sun god Ra. Ra was also known as Horus and or Aten. According to scripture, Moses had been raised from infancy by the Egyptian princess. Without getting into a lengthy history lesson, I'd say that Moses lived in Egypt during the times when the belief in multiple gods began to lean toward a single, one true God. Timelines for the Egyptian history often vary depending on which religion produces the data. Amenhotep IV allegedly took the throne as a teenager around the middle of the 14th century BC. I've seen versions of the Jewish calendar that place Moses and Amenhotep IV living in Egypt at the same time. Christian historians tend to disagree, placing Moses on the earth long after the death of Amenhotep. I believe their disagreement is caused by the church's desire to not have Moses in any way affiliated with Amenhotep IV. During his reign, Amenhotep IV changed his name to Akhenaten as a symbol of his rebirth into belief of the one true God, Aten. He then converted the Egyptian religion ideology from polytheism to monotheistic religion called Atenism. Atenism honored Aten, the one true God. As part of Atenism, Egyptians were not allowed to honor idols. They were also not allowed to communicate directly with the one true God, Aten. An Atenist route to Aten was through the son of God, Akhenaten, Amenhotep IV. Akhenaten died after ruling for 17 years. His successors returned to the polytheistic form of religion. I can easily see why there has been debate over whether or not the books of Moses were in some way influenced by Atenism. Bible prophets who wrote of the coming of the Messiah and who predicted he would be born of a virgin, conceived by God, were undoubtedly influenced by the religious beliefs and traditions of the Egyptians. After 430 years of Egyptian influence on the Hebrews, can we expect academia to believe that all the similarities between Atonism and Christianity are coincidental? In the New Testament, it is written that the path to the one true God is through the Son of God, Jesus, who was born of a virgin, conceived by God. In Atonism, the path to the one true God is through the Son of God, Akhenaten, who was born of a virgin, conceived by God. The question seems to be, did Atonism influence Moses, or did Moses influence Atonism? While in Egypt, Moses, a prophet, may have convinced Amenhotep IV, Akhenaten, or perhaps his predecessors, that the Egyptian belief in multiple gods was wrong. That might explain why one particular Egyptian dynasty suddenly changed Egypt's religious culture. And if so, shouldn't Moses be credited with Egypt's short period of monotheism? After the death of Akhenaten, Egypt returned to polytheistic beliefs. I suspect the return to polytheism played a big part in Moses' decision to lead his people out of Egypt. And I further suspect the Hebrew exposure to Egyptian culture influenced their prediction that their Messiah would be born of a virgin conceived by God.